Namo Buddhaya. Welcome back to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. It's really hard to find people in the world, isn't it, who are interested in learning and practicing the Dhamma. We love that you care enough about your future that you would spend time listening to these Dhamma teachings. When you listen to these teachings again and again, then they will definitely go deep into your mind and heart so that you're protected by them all the time. On today's program, we're going to hear the story of a time when the Arhat Sariputta's meditation was so strong and powerful that nothing at all could hurt him. Did you know that meditation can protect you in that way? Well, we'll learn about that today. Now let's take the refuges and the five precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, And to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Paritta chanting. Now we'll chant the Mahakasapa Thera Bodhjhanga Paritta in English. Turn to page 42 in your chanting book.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thus have I heard on one occasion. The Blessed One was living in the city of Rajagaha, at the bamboo grove in the squirrel's feeding ground. At that time the Venerable Mahakasapa, who was living in the Pippali cave, was afflicted with the disease, was suffering physically, and was gravely ill. Then the Blessed One, arising from his meditation in the evening, visited the Venerable Mahakasapa and sat down on the seat made ready for him. Thus seated, the Blessed One spoke to the Venerable Mahakasapa. "Well, Kasapa, how is it with you? Are you bearing up? Are you enduring your bodily suffering? Do your pains decrease or increase? Are there signs of your pains decreasing and not increasing?" "No, Bhante, I am not bearing up. I am not enduring, and the pain is very great. There is a sign not of pains decreasing, but increasing. These seven factors of enlightenment, Kasapa, are well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. They lead to special knowledge, to realization of the Noble Truths, and to Nibbana. What are the seven? Mindfulness, the factor of enlightenment, Kasapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the Noble Truths, and to Nibbana. Investigation of the Dhamma, the factor of enlightenment, Kasapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the Noble Truths, and to Nibbana. Effort, the factor of enlightenment, Kasapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths and to Nibbana. Rapture, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Rapture, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Calm, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Concentration, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Equanimity, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. The seven factors of enlightenment, Kassapa, are well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. They lead to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Most surely, O Blessed One, they are the factors of enlightenment. Most surely, O Sublime One, they are the factors of enlightenment. The Blessed One taught this discourse, and the Venerable Mahakassapa, glad at heart, rejoiced in the Blessed One's explanation. Thereupon the Venerable Mahakassapa recovered from that disease, and that disease of the Venerable Mahakassapa disappeared instantly. Etena Sachena Suvati Hotu. By this truth, may there be well-being. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Dear children, today I want to tell you about something really amazing that happened. One time, when the Supreme Buddha was living in Rajagaha, the Venerable Sariputta and the Venerable Moggallana were meditating together in a forest. So both of these great arahants were meditating in the forest on a night that was lit up by the moon. Now that same day, the Venerable Arahant Sariputta had shaved his head. So I think all of you have seen that this is one of the special things that monks do, is they shave their heads. So this day, the Arahant Sariputta had shaved his head, and the moon was shining brightly. So at that time, there were two yakkas, two very powerful non-human beings, and they were flying across the sky. They had some business to do somewhere else in India, and so they were flying across the sky, and they looked down and saw these two arahants meditating there. And the first yakka saw the Arahant Sariputta sitting there in meditation with his head freshly shaven, shining on this moonlit night. And this first yakka had a terrible, terrible desire. He had this overwhelming desire to strike the Arahant Sariputta on the head. That's terrible, isn't it? When we see a monk meditating, how does our mind feel? We feel happy, don't we? We may even feel peaceful thinking about that monk meditating. Well, this poor yakka had the opposite feeling. He thought, I can't help myself. I want to strike that monk on his shiny head. Now, the second yakka said, "Friend, do not do that. Don't even think about doing that. That's such a terrible thing. It'll destroy you." And the first yakka said, "No, I have to do this." Have you ever wanted to do something really bad and you just couldn't stop yourself from doing it? Well, this yakka had the same problem. All he could think about was hitting the Arahant Sariputta on the head. And again, his friend yakka said, "No, no, no, don't do that. What a terrible thing to hit this Arahant monk." But again, the first yakka said, "No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it." And this yakka flew down to the ground, pulled back his arm, and he hit the Arahant Sariputta on the head as hard as he could. Children, this is the amazing power of arahants in deep, deep meditation. So maybe you didn't know this, but when you're in certain deep, deep kinds of meditation, nothing can hurt you. Even people have tried to set on fire a monk who was meditating. But because he was in such deep meditation, even a fire couldn't burn him. So that's the kind of meditation that the Arahant Sariputta was in. Nothing could hurt him. But someone did get hurt. This poor yakka, as soon as he did this, his body started to feel like it was on fire. He had hit the Arahant Sariputta so hard that if this yakka had hit a huge elephant, the elephant would have died. If this yakka would have struck the top of a mountain, the top of the mountain would have exploded. That's how hard he hit the Arahant Sariputta. And as soon as he did, his body felt like it was on fire. Now, sometimes when we do something bad, we get caught right away, and something bad happens to us, we get punished, right? Sometimes we do something bad and we don't see the results of that karma right away. Many times this is the case. Some kinds of actions, though, are so terrible that the karma ripens right away. And that's what happened to this poor Yaka. As soon as he struck the Arhat Sariputta, he cried out, saying, "Ah, my body, it feels like it's burning." And the earth opened up and swallowed him, and he was reborn directly into hell. So the Arhat Mahamoggallana was in the same forest, and using his psychic powers, he saw everything that happened. He could see this Yaka striking the Arhat Sariputta. And so he went to his friend, Arhat Sariputta, and said to him, Are you okay? Are you all right?" And the Arhat Sariputta said to him, Yes, I'm okay. I have a little bit of a headache, though, a little bit of a pain in my head." That's amazing, isn't it? And that's what the Arhat Mahamoggallana thought as well. And he said, "Friend Sariputta, it's amazing, it's astounding that you're so powerful and mighty that you didn't even feel this Yaka strike you on the head." He said, "It was such a huge punch in the head that it could have killed a massive elephant. It could have broken apart the top of a mountain." He said, "Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So powerful is the Arhat Sariputta. So powerful is his meditation that you didn't even feel it. All you have is this little pain in your head." And he explained what happened. And what did the Arhat Sariputta say? He said, "Ah, sadhu, sadhu, it's amazing how powerful this Arhat Moggallana is, that he can see yakas. I can't even see a little fairy living in the forest." Now, this is amazing, isn't it? This Arhat Sariputta, he didn't say, "Ah, yes, I am really powerful. Yes, I was in a really deep meditation." He didn't say that. Immediately, he thought about the greatness of Arhat Mahamoggallana. Because you know that the Arhat Mahamoggallana, he was the foremost in psychic powers of all the monks, only second to the Supreme Buddha. But the Arhat Sariputta didn't have any psychic powers. He says he couldn't even see a little pisacha, a little mud sprite. And he was amazed at the Arhat Sariputta. So see, dear children, how these arhats praise each other's good qualities. They don't brag about their own qualities, but they praise the goodness in others. That's something that we should think about doing too, isn't it? That when we see someone doing something good, we should praise them for doing that good thing. While all this was going on, the Supreme Buddha was listening with his divine ear and saw everything that happened. And when he saw this, he preached a verse spontaneously, right on the spot. Something came to his mind, and this is what he said. He said, "For those people whose mind is like a rock, steady and not shaking, unexcited by what is exciting, and not agitated by what is agitated, for the person whose mind is developed in that way, how can any pain come to them?" Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. It's a beautiful verse, isn't it? That these arahants, their mind is completely pure, and because of that, it's like a rock. Are our minds like a rock? No. We get excited about things that are exciting. We get bothered by things, right? When our maybe our younger brother or sister comes to our room and bothers us, right? We get annoyed. Or when we lose something, we get sad. Or when we get something really great, we get excited and attached to that thing. But when the mind is trained in meditation, it's purified from these desires and hatreds, then it's steady and nothing can hurt them. That's a really good goal to have, isn't it? If we don't know about these arahants and how powerful their meditation was, how powerful their minds were, then we don't know what's possible. We don't know that someone can have a mind so strong that even if someone physically hurts them, they won't get injured. Let alone if someone says bad things to them or takes away their possessions, right? Those things don't bother them at all. So this is something that we should try and remember, that this is possible, that we don't have to be bothered by things in the world, that we can see things with our eyes that disturb us, we can smell things with our nose, hear things with our ears, and not be bothered. Just think, ah, yes, this is something bad to look at. This is an unpleasant sound. This is a bad odor. We can start to train our mind in that way. And when we do, we'll be free from suffering. So, dear children, let's rejoice in the powerful merit that these great arahants had. Let's have this wish that our minds, too, can become strong like a rock, just like these great arahants. Through the power of this merit, may we soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Today, we've done many wholesome things, by body, by speech, and by mind. You've gone for refuge, taken the precepts, recited a paritta, and listened to this amazing story of the Arahant Sariputta and the Arahant Mahamoggallana. So, try and tell that story to one of your friends or your cousins. I'm sure they'd like to hear. When we collect merit like this, we want others to be happy, thinking about these wholesome actions. So, may all heavenly beings, may our teachers, our parents, our family, our friends, may they all rejoice in this merit. May they have happy minds thinking about these wholesome actions. Through the power of this merit, may they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.